Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe, WEEI, taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI afternoons come your way at that point. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted, maybe. Coming your way today at 2, so stay tuned for it. We'll also get your grab bag and the clip du jour, plus all your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak at any moment.
Could
when he goes live
second.
From Foxborough, you will hear it here on Jones and Keefe.
What do you think the first question will be about? Because last week, the first question was about being in first place.
Right. And well, Karen, that didn't take long, which I read as didn't take us long to get into first place.
Well, but you said, I read it differently.
We got that right out of the way the very
Anything
first question.
Tennessee's probably over with, right? That's old hat.
Yeah, and he'll say we're on to the Browns, I'm sure. He's done that consistently in Wednesday press conferences.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any more questions about last Sunday once we hit Wednesday.
Dylan Gabriel looks real good. How are you going to defend Dylan Gabriel?
Good question. What's the first?
Oh, well, he spent time with the Browns actually last year. So maybe something like that.
Maybe.
Along those
I was going to say something along running the football Travion Henderson lines, but maybe
Ooh.
Maybe the Browns is a good way to go about it.
Travion Henderson would be a good question because what is going on there?
What's up with the nameplate?
Well, the nameplate we
What's
figured
up
out.
With his general suckiness?
Why we cracked the code.
Why was he such a good pass blocker in college? What did you guys do to him? And how are you coaching him that he can't figure out how to do that at the NFL level? That's a good question.
It is tough. His college teammate, who actually he's going to face this weekend, is having a lot more success than him.
Yeah.
His real current teammate is having more success despite having the fumblies.
No, that's a good way to get into it. Judkins went two picks. So you didn't have – Judkins wasn't on the board. You're not ripping them for not taking him.
No.
Although you certainly could have moved up and taken him.
You could have.
If you wanted to.
I don't have a problem at the time, though. That'd be revisionist history for me.
I did prefer Judkins. If you go back and look, I did prefer Judkins to Henderson, but I didn't think it was bad they took Henderson. I like that pick. And I didn't think Judkins would be this good. But I do think that's a good way to get into it. Cleveland has Judkins. You have Henderson. Judkins is doing this. Henderson's doing that. You watch the same collegiate tape, I'd imagine, on these two. You evaluated both of them. Running back they clearly felt was a need. So, yeah, maybe that's a good way to kind of get into both and see where he goes with it.
Yeah. I mean, they are rolling right now. Maybe at home, like they've struggled at home. I mean, it's early in the season, but they're road warriors, as he's even said.
Yeah.
You want to be maybe home warriors.
How challenging of a game do you think this is going to be? Because I think this has the potential
to
be.
I think they might have a tougher time scoring. I don't think the defense is going to – the Patriots defense, I should say, isn't going to give up a lot of points.
Agreed.
But – it might be kind of a
Patriots in the under kind of week.
Right. Let me just see how low the number is because Cleveland's
the total
or 40.5.
Yeah, it's low.
That is low.
But we've seen plenty.
That might
of their,
be the lowest this season.
We've seen plenty of their totals in the high 30s though in the past, like a year ago.
Oh my god, every week with the last couple of years.
Yeah, 40.5 is low.
Yeah.
But Pat's in the under, something like that.
But, so like, this might end that streak. You know how Curran, like, only half jokingly was like, you guys think Drake May is going to complete 80% of his deep balls and like,
never turn it over? And
I'm like, well, no, this weekend he might do both. Like, it might be below 80% or below 75%. And maybe he throws a pick for the first time in 4 weeks. I could see all that happening. But I don't know if Cleveland's good enough to overcome that or to take advantage of that.
We talked about this yesterday, and the text line got all hot and bothered. Like, oh, wait, you think you're going to lose to Cleveland? No.
I don't.
I got the Patriots covering and the under. So I think they're going to win.
They're 6.5-point favorites.
But offensively, could they struggle a little bit because Cleveland's defense is really good?
Yeah, they might not score on every drive.
Right.
You know, like, it might be one of those, or like, you might need a couple big field goals or something like that. So, yeah, no, Cleveland, despite being 2-5 and having just like a comically bad quarterback situation, which they put themselves in going back to the beginning of the year, and an offense that can't really do much, solid defense.
Curran made this point too with us yesterday. Are we going to see teams start being even more physical with Drake May? And that doesn't mean like extracurricular after the play sort of stuff, I don't think.
Yeah.
But just make a real point, like Pittsburgh did when they came in. They're like, hey, like, we're going to make a point of ripping the ball out because we can see on film that this team is loose with the football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, with Ramondre still always.
Oh, but I'm
with Drake May, I don't know.
I'm not talking about the ball security even. I'm just talking about let's make sure we're real physical with this. When we have an opportunity to get a shot in, make sure you get a shot in. And that's like not just something you want to do generically every week,
yeah,
but it's a real point with him specifically. And how does Drake May handle that?
Yeah.
If that's the case, I'd be curious to see it.
Yeah, it definitely could be. I mean, Cleveland does have a physical defense. So I think they're going to do that anyway. Because I look at, you know, some of the biggest hits Drake May has taken aren't even necessarily like the, you know, 1 second after he's thrown it and he gets crushed by a linebacker and it's like borderline whether or not he should have let up or, you know, continue with the play. It's getting wrapped up by a smaller corner and then smacking his head on the ground.
It's true.
Like, that's kind of one where that corner in that spot is just trying to take him to the ground. He's not trying to, like, lay on an extra hit.
Do you think May is running a lot this week?
Or do you think
it looks like the Raiders where they dial him back and he's sliding again?
I think, you know, anytime you go to, like, the blue tent like that, I bet it has to be on the radar. And I know Vrabel was asked about it, and he's like, no. Like, you know, he's smart about it. He knows what he's doing. But my guess is it goes back down. Unless it's, like, wide open for him and, like, no one's in front or whatever, like, man defense, and he just goes. But, like, 5 to 6 carries at best. I don't think it's going to be, like, what it was last week.
Well, just thinking about what you're saying, the Eagles game, Jackson Dart went to the tent, right? Very highly publicized. The NFL is still investigating.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll going and yelling at the medical evaluator or concussion spotter or whatever it was. So Dart in that game ran for 58 yards and a touchdown. He did have a touchdown last week against Denver. If you remember, it was at the end of the game late. He kept his knee up to briefly give the Giants the lead. Mm-hmm. He only ran 5 times last week after going into the blue medical tent. So from 13-5, and he's been running a lot with the Giants, maybe that's an indication of teams dialing these guys back.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. And Drake May himself even referenced how there were some plays out there that maybe he could have thrown it.
He could have hung
it
a little
longer. So maybe in his head he's like, I can actually trust the receiver, which I think he does have a lot of trust in, and kind of wait that extra split second and try to throw the ball down the field rather than tuck and run.
We don't need to replay the clip of Dan Orlovsky, but you didn't think very highly, and speaking of a guy hanging in and taking hits and being physical.
Yeah.
Orlovsky, another day, another comparison for Drake May. I shudder to think what Bill's real answer would be for a Drake May comparison. But Orlovsky compared him to Ben Roethlisberger, and you didn't like that comment.
No, I don't. Like, as far as, like, the player and the way Ben Roethlisberger kind of came into the league, and obviously, like, a big guy, he played early on in his career, took a lot of hits, was able to, like, withstand the punishment, so he looked like a guy that was obviously tough. But he threw a ton of interceptions early, didn't really run the ball much, and I'm like, I'm looking at Drake May right now, only has 2 interceptions on the season, does run pretty effectively. Like, I think Drake May right now has more rushing yards this season in 7 games than Roethlisberger had in most of his seasons.
I was surprised when you said that. I thought
didn't really scoot a lot.
I remember Roethlisberger as a mobile quarterback and a guy who would run for more than he did. Different league 20 years ago, but, you know, Roethlisberger didn't run as much as I thought. I do think he moved well, and specifically, he was a physical runner when he ran, but I guess he didn't run as much as I thought.
I think he had 20 rushing touchdowns, and that was in 18 seasons.
Yeah, that's wild. I would have guessed way over that number.
Yeah, so he didn't really do it, and it wasn't until a few years into his career where they really let him open it up, and they went from like smash mouth Steelers to chuck it around Antonio Brown and who else they have, I guess.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Juju Smith-Schuster and some of those guys, like they had some good seasons later on. So if you want to talk about him like taking big hits and avoiding sacks and just the winning aspect, I'll take that. But there's enough quarterbacks that have won that you can compare him to.
Yeah, because
I get maybe people are getting bored of the Josh Allen comp, but that's the one that makes the most sense.
Well, it does, but I just think people are kind of, all right, if Josh Allen, and Bill scoffed at it, but if Josh Allen isn't a perfect comp or you're tired of hearing it and you're just looking for another one, people are kind of flailing around trying to find it. I thought Nick gave us a pretty good one yesterday where it's not play style, but in terms of how the team played year one and how they kind of turned things around almost immediately in year two, Goff's not a horrible comparison.
No, Goff's not that bad. Goff was worse as a rookie.
Oh, way more turnover prone and look like a bust. I don't think Drake May looked like a bust in year one. We all wanted to see more.
Right. Yeah, there were some turnovers in there, but it wasn't like this insane total that some of these other young quarterbacks had. And, you know, maybe the change and the jump in year two maybe is sort of what they're talking about.
It's not play style, but remember, he had Jeff Fisher, and then he got Sean McVay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Night and he day. Went from 0-7, 55% of his passes, 5 touchdowns, 7 picks.
7!
To 11-4 in the playoffs, 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 7 picks. Like that kind of turnaround?
7!
Thank you, Castig.
Yeah.
That kind of turnaround, not play style-wise, not their build, not their athleticism and physicality, but that turnaround, Goff really isn't a bad comparison. He was a Pro Bowler in year two. I guess May technically was a Pro Bowler last year as eighth alternate or whatever. So I think that's, in terms of the turnaround that we're looking at and experiencing, Goff, and I feel like May is way more dialed in, throwing down the field and high-level accuracy-wise. I mean, Goff was still only completing 62% of his passes in year two, and that felt like way more scheme than May, which feels less about scheme and more his individual talent and brilliance throwing the football.
What about, I mean, Lamar Jackson? Rookie year, starts 7 games. So he played more games, but he started 7 games.
He won a bunch. They made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then, the next year he was the MVP, right?
Right. So, I mean, that's like a massive, like, you saw him. Drake May actually had more starts than Lamar did in their rookie years. But they were winning games, went on like a little bit of a heater. But then that next year, you're like, oh, he's the best player in the league? Like, I think it was like, oh, he's a fringe starter. Like, is he better than Flacco 1 year? And then it's like, oh, he's the best quarterback, or at least had the best quarterback season in 2019.
I wonder, because people here hate Herbert.
Yeah. Well, Herbert, I look at it differently. Like,
people hate Lamar. Like, Patriots fans are like, oh, what's Lamar ever won? Okay. I wonder if they'll keep the same energy for making the playoffs and being one and done. Cowherd thinks they're going to be one and done.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, but if they are, I wonder if people will keep that same energy for Drake May. They hold against Lamar and Herbert and guys who get to the playoffs and just
lose.
Well,
there are certain fans that just hate every quarterback that isn't Tom Brady. Sure. And I get that because it's like, well, Mahomes hasn't won enough. It's like, or at least one. It's like, well, Jalen Hurts had a good team. You're like, okay.
Right.
But like, they don't count Jalen Hurts as winning. Yeah. So it's like, Jalen Hurts did something that Allen and Lamar and Burrow haven't done, but he doesn't get credit because he had Saquon.
Well, he has Saquon and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, so clearly what he does doesn't matter.
I will cross him off then. Yeah. Like, so who do you like?
Brady needed Randy Moss to have like the greatest season of all time. Yeah. No one even talks about
that. They didn't win. So, but I mean, it is funny how you can just sort of always move the goalposts on quarterbacks, but we'll see, because at some point, Drake May is, and by some point, it might even be now. Like, Drake May is being compared to some of the great current quarterbacks, but then you're going to have to be consistent. Be like, well, he hasn't won.
So I find the Roethlisberger comp for Orlovsky much more flattering than you do.
A texter's calling me out for hating the Steelers, which I do, but I think Roethlisberger's
texter.
Yeah, you're right about
that's
that.
That's not part of my analysis.
No, Ben Roethlisberger had a great career. Yeah. I just wouldn't compare the trajectory or the playing style to Drake May.
No, I think that's fair. Dice texted in Andrew Luck. I don't see that comparison either.
Why was he?
Luck was in the playoffs year one. Luck was a Pro Bowler year one.
Yeah.
He threw a lot of picks as a rookie, but I don't know. I feel like Luck came in and was pretty successful. Was he rookie of the year? I feel like he came in.
Robert Griffin III was rookie of the year. He was the runner-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. He was pretty good right away. I mean, I'm sure he got better, but
I mean, if May lights up these defenses the next 2 weeks, and I don't even know that I feel strongly he will.
No!
I think the Patriots are going to win, but the Browns and the Falcons.
Yeah.
People like Cam Newton who go, oh, well, I need to see him do it against high-level competition. They're not the best teams. Falcons are real Jekyll and Hyde. Some weeks they show up, some weeks they don't.
No, that's true.
Like, but they've beaten some good teams, Buffalo, just like the Patriots have. But those are two good defenses. And for Drake May, specifically for what he's about to go against, those two teams, to me, would give people what they're looking for. Can he do it against a high-level defense? Can he do it against a Cleveland-Atlanta defense? And then the following week, a good team, and what we think is a Super Bowl-contending team, despite what they showed on Monday night in Detroit, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
That is a big stretch for him to really shut people up. Or if he struggles, you're going to hear the Cam Newtons of the world getting louder.
That's true. This is where you're going to separate the ball knowers from the non-ball knowers. Because a win over Cleveland would be this, like, of course he beat Cleveland. But then when you're like, oh, the defense and Myles Garrett, you're like, oh, if he plays well in that game, then he should get more credit than he normally would.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.